But Wikipedia is brought to us by the Wikimedia Foundation. Sue Gardner is the executive director, and she is the lucky winner on today's installment of Conversations from the Corner Office. Sue, it's good to have you with us.
Thank you.
You know, so it occurred to me as I was thinking about talking to you that you guys and public radio kind of have a similar business model, right? You create all this content, and then you have to go out and ask for money to help support it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. In fact, it's funny. I come from the CBC, the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation.
Oh, yeah.
And it was funny that I did make my way to a kind of NPR-esque model. It's different from the CBC, but it's how American public broadcasters support them. Yeah, we just ask people who like us to give us money.
How's it working for you? I mean, how much time do you spend out there, you know, on the hustings, as it were?
It's fantastic. Practically none. I mean, it's amazing. We do an annual campaign every winter, and this year we made $2.7 million a day, up from $430,000 a day last year. So it's going really, really well.
You totally need to call your local public radio station.
Yeah, we'll touch.
I'm looking at the Wikipedia.org homepage here in the studio as we're talking, and you know, it's the one that lists all the various languages that you guys have Wikipedias in, and it is first of all overwhelmingly English, overwhelmingly Western, not a whole lot of minority representation there. I mean, what are you guys doing to sort of broaden the bandwidth, as it were, of Wikipedia and what you guys do?
Yeah, Wikipedia is actually available in 286 languages, right? So it's pretty much available in every language that is spoken by a reasonably large number of people around the world. I mean, it's available in languages like Cree, for example. But you're right when you say that English is the most edited, right? And yeah, people in developing countries tend to be disproportionately editors. But still, we aspire to broaden out the diversity of the folks who are contributing to Wikipedia so that it will be better and richer and stronger and smarter and more useful for people.
Here's another problem for you guys, and you wrote this in an op-ed in the LA Times the other day. 9 out of 10 Wikipedians, as you call them, are men, which can't be good for diversity.
Yeah, it's not good at all. It's actually the single thing that kind of troubles me most about our editing community, right? It stems from, I think, the origins of the project. So when people were first interacting online in 2001, the folks who were interacting online tended to skew heavily, heavily male. So we started there. So we badly want to recruit more women. We have a number of activities designed to do it.
Here's another thing that will appeal to the public radio aficionado in you and the sensitivity of what I'm about to talk about. When are you going to start putting ads on Wikipedia to pay for things?
Sorry, what?
When are you going to start putting ads, or as we call them in public radio, underwriting on Wikipedia to start paying for things?
When are we going to start doing that?
Yeah.
We're never going to do that.
Never. Never's a long time, Sue.
Yeah, and we do hedge a tiny little bit, right? Like, if it were a choice of putting ads on Wikipedia or shutting down Wikipedia, we would then very reluctantly consider putting ads on Wikipedia. But we're never going to get there, right? Because, you know, the world has changed so much, and today it's possible for people to donate online really easily using PayPal or whatever, right? Kickstarter works that way. Donors Choose works that way. We work that way. That wasn't possible 20 years ago. But today, I mean, we can see in our steeply soaring revenue, which is fantastic, right? People love Wikipedia. They give us $30 on average. Some people give us a lot more. Some people give us less. That model totally works.